Some Olympic competitions get underway even before Friday's opening ceremony along the Seine River in Paris. Soccer and rugby matches start today. But even as these 2024 Summer Games begin, the world's top Olympic official is warning of future threats to the Games. NPR's Brian Mann reports from Paris.
In a series of speeches this week ahead of the competitions, Thomas Bach, the longtime president of the International Olympic Committee, laid out his long-standing vision of sport as a force for good in the world.
They are about togetherness, hope, solidarity, equality, dignity, peace.
But in a dramatic shift in tone, Bach also warned the Olympic movement is, by his account, threatened by wars and other dark changes in the world, unprecedented, he says, since World War II.
The trends are unfortunately clear. Decoupling of economies, narrow self-interests trumping the rule of law. In this new world order, cooperation or compromise are sadly considered disparaging terms.
Bach argued in order to preserve the Olympic movement in this dangerous shifting landscape, the IOC has to maintain strict neutrality. Critics have long argued that's an excuse for the IOC not taking a hard enough line against countries like Russia that use performance-enhancing drugs systemically, or a tough enough stance with authoritarian governments like China. Bach argued the IOC taking sides in such a troubled world could mean half the countries dropping out of the Olympic Games.
The way too many wars and conflicts in the world.
That means athletes from Russia and Ukraine will compete here in Paris, so will Israeli and Palestinian athletes. But it's not clear this controversial approach can keep everyone at the Olympic table. 10 years ago, Russia was a major Olympic partner and funder. Now only a handful of Russian athletes are set to compete, and organizers here are on high alert for possible disruptions or cyber attacks by Moscow. Bach was asked yesterday if his organization has any line of communication to Russian officials.
I can answer with one word, no. There is no contact with the Russian authorities on these issues.
Despite Bach's efforts at neutrality, these rising global tensions are being felt inside these Olympic Games. Brian Mann, NPR News, Paris.